How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And we're back in the studio.
Yay! We're home from Edinburgh.
Oh, what a time it was. Thank you for bearing with us on our echoey records.
Yeah, it sounded like we were doing it in like a haunted church.
Sometimes I think we were.
Yeah.
How have you been, Susie, since you got back?
I got back yesterday, Tom.
Not long enough, is it?
Really not long enough. I haven't even been in London 24 hours yet.
Oh, what time did you get in?
Well, here we go, Tom.
Because this week we thought we'd theme the podcast around delays.
Which is ironic because you ended up being...
Late
today.
I'm an hour late.
But not at all your fault.
Not my fault. For once, not my fault.
The trains?
Yeah, the trains.
The bloody trains.
The bloody trains. Well, tell us your story. What happened?
Well, so yesterday, I get up. Sure.
Sure you do.
Sure. Snore. My show finished on Sunday. The wife had work to do in Edinburgh on Monday, so we came home on the Tuesday.
Right.
We get up. We carry on. We pack up our things. We get the 1 o'clock train. We think that's a nice time to travel.
1 o'clock, very civilised.
We got first class. We treated ourselves.
Yeah.
It's going all right.
Why not?
She bought them. And on the train, everything's going swimmingly. Mm. There's a mother and daughter opposite. Very nice.
Very nice.
Very nice. She, the daughter... worked in Edinburgh as a stylist, been offered a job in London, had to pack up her life, coming down, didn't know anyone, but thought she'd make the leap. I thought, good for you, bud.
What a lovely symbol.
Of life.
Yeah.
And then, all of a sudden, train stopped.
Oh.
Voice over the thing.
Oh, no.
So laid back. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there is a fire ahead of us.
Le flambe.
Il train flambe.
Le train flambe.
So basically, we were an hour and a half late. So basically, we didn't get home. I was on the train for 7 hours.
Oh, no. That's
so
terrible.
So long.
Oh, that's like a flight to New York.
Yeah. And then when you get off, you're not in New York.
You're not in New York, you're in King's Cross.
But I was very pleased to get to London.
I bet you
very pleased
were.
To see the cat.
I think the cat's starving. But
I mean, people have been in. I've had people living there. She hasn't just been seeing to herself
been in your flat?
Our friends.
Who?
Kyle.
Kyle?
Yeah, you met him at Pride.
Yeah. Oh, Kyle.
Him and his boyfriend. Yeah.
They live there?
They lived with us in our flat for a month.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're very
nice.
And do you know what? We came back. Oh, it was very clean.
Oh,
so
well.
You can trust gay boys, can't you, to
be
cleaning?
That's the thing. We are a clean people.
Love it.
So what I want to know, how the delay, did they keep serving drinks on the delay?
Yeah, but Tom, get this. Oh, by the time we got to Newcastle, they ran out of wine.
So what did you move on to, gin and tonic?
Of course.
Oh, a lovely after-dinner drink. What about the food? What was the food like? Did you have the hot option?
I had the hot dog. No, not hot dog.
Hot
sausage
dog?
Roll.
Oh, the sausage roll. How was that?
It was really nice for a vegetarian.
A lovely vegetarian normal
meat,
sausage roll.
Sausage roll, yeah. It's great.
I've often been tempted by the chicken curry on the...
No, weird.
Why? To have that on
you
a train?
You only have a curry at an Indian restaurant.
You're right.
I don't understand why people have like a curry
at
like...
It's a microwaved curry, isn't it, on a train?
Or when people have it at like the Marks and Spencer's Cafe.
Yeah,
like, look,
it's not going to
if
be.
If you're going to have a curry,
do it properly.
Go to a restaurant and have a curry.
You're right.
But I don't like it when restaurants do all types of food.
Oh, yes, it's always very overwhelming, I think.
And like when they're like, what do you want, lasagna and chips or a chicken tikka masala? You're like, what do you do?
What is your thing? You can't be all things to all people.
Yeah, that's the thing. Just
you
do.
You can't please all the people all the time.
I think. Do you know what? Mm. I tell you what Gordon Ramsay used to say on Kitchen Nightmares.
What?
Probably just do like.
It still goes.
There you go. Well, he swears a lot.
Yes,
and then he says things like, do 8 dishes and do them really well.
Absolutely.
I really agree with that.
In fact, I would say 8 is too many. 4 or 5.
Beans on toast, nothing else.
Nothing else.
Parmesan on top.
Photocopied menu. That's what I want.
Do you know one thing I hate?
Bench seating. What?
I hate when they've got pictures of food on menus. Hate it.
Oh,
let me use my imagination.
Maybe a flag to show which language it's in.
Yeah.
Maybe on a seaside restaurant. Actually, I love those places. I love Spanish restaurants catering for tourists. I love them.
What would be your go-to food in a Spanish restaurant?
Omelette.
Omelette and chips?
Yeah.
What would you have in your omelette?
Plain.
Nothing?
Yeah.
No cheese?
Maybe some cheese.
No, not like mushroom or something?
Maybe.
Bit of ham?
Maybe. If it was there, if I could work out how to say it. But otherwise, a plain omelette and chips. Does me fine.
You're so British.
Not all the time.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I would just,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I just think it's something about the delicious olive oil that they use in Spain.
Also, when you're on holiday, you can be like, yeah, I'll have everything with chips twice.
You can, because it's your holidays.
Holidays.
So how did the delay make you feel? Because that's what I feel.
Well, I think I was sort of a little bit half pissed, so I was quite chilled. And then they put free Wi-Fi around the whole train.
Oh, so that slowed it down for you in first class?
Well, yeah.
Did you download Viber or Vibe?
Isn't Viber a dating app?
It's a WhatsApp thing. No, it's not. It is a thing where it's like an app for your phone and you connect to the on-train Wi-Fi and you can watch films and TV shows.
Oh my God, no, I hadn't done
that.
Someone
should have told you that.
I took some films.
Did you on the iPad?
Just on my laptop. Just took some DVDs.
What did you watch?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, lovely choice.
Yeah. I watched an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, always working, aren't you?
Always working.
I did not have such a fun day. I got to the station. I said to the woman behind the counter, "Excuse me, what's going on? Should I go down to Orpington and come back out?" She's like, "Well, the delay.
This is today rather than today. Back from Edinburgh.
Yeah, not back from Edinburgh. This is just today coming to the studio." And they went, and the lady went, "Well, they're all delayed. You see, it's delays of an hour." And I was like, "Oh, geez, I've got to do a podcast in an hour. Thank you very much."
And now we're doing it in 2 hours.
Yeah. Now we're doing it in 2 hours. It took an hour. She was right. I waited. It was quite a nice guy in shorts, in denim shorts.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine you'd like that kind of thing.
Yeah, and walking shoes.
Walking shoes?
Yeah. I thought, oh.
What would you say a walking shoe is?
Like a high, sort of hiking
boot. High heel. Like okay.
a high heel. He had high heels on.
Oh, nice.
At the Les Buck of High Heeled Boys. And he was, I just thought he was very attractive. But he did have those sort of wrap-round Oakley sunglasses, which obviously I find repulsive. But I thought to myself, he's blonde, he might be European.
And he doesn't know that they're not cool.
He doesn't know what that means here. Yeah, he doesn't know how sad they are here. Do you remember saying sad a lot? Oh my God, do I look like a saddo?
Being sad, oh, you're so sad.
Oh my God, so sad. Susie, don't wear that, that's really sad.
Yeah.
Your bag is sad. Your record bag is sad.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
My bag doesn't have an emotion.
Doesn't, and it's a happy bag, if anything.
It's jolly.
Always jolly.
So how was your journey back from Edinburgh?
Very smooth, I have to say. 11 a.m. I got on the 11 a.m. train. It took ages to get into the station, though, and I wasn't sure where the guard's carriage was to put my extensive luggage and hat boxes.
Oh, yeah.
Bearing in mind, I was travelling back with a top hat.
Of course. Why didn't you wear it?
Well, that thought did cross my mind, but I had the box, so I had to look after the box, because the box is almost the most prized bit.
So that everyone knows that you've got one?
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, yeah. They're seldom found in their boxes.
I want you to start wearing it all the time.
Okay.
So that you'll look like the guy from Monopoly.
Yeah, or the fat controller, more likely.
But you're not fat.
Did I tell the listeners that I bought a top hat?
I think so.
I bought it in a charity shop.
Yeah, because we were in your flat looking at it.
The man recognised me off 8 out of 10 cats, does Countdown.
Oh, my God.
So I was so flattered, I thought, well, I have to buy it. I don't even know if the hat fits.
If the hat fits...
Even if it doesn't, still buy it. Still spend the money. But so that journey was fine. I then got an Addison Lee, just for old time's sake. Sometimes they're cheaper than Uber.
How is Addison Lee? I feel like he might be very thin now.
You know what? He's doing okay.
Okay.
He's getting through it. And I'll tell you how he's going to get through it. Uber, surge.
Surcharges on Uber have got ridiculous.
Ridiculous. They're almost like normal cabs now.
So they're worse sometimes.
Worse sometimes. So now... I just think, Addison Lee, you know what you're getting. You know what you're getting.
Did you stay in a hotel last night? The night before last?
No, the night before I did. Yeah.
So tell me everything about it. You won it in a raffle.
I won a hotel stay in a raffle. And it had to be used by the end of August. I was going to give it to my mum and dad. They said, why don't you use it? I said, okay. And I stayed there for the first night I got back from Edinburgh. It was lovely. There was a man, when I checked in, there was a man trying to blag an upgrade on his room, being like, I'm sure you've got a nicer room than this one. Have you got one with a river view? It was on the river. And the man behind the reception went, no, we haven't. Well, we have got some river views, but they are £68. He's like, I'm sure you can do it better than that. I mean, it's on the day. You're not going to sell those rooms now.
And he was like, yeah, we probably will.
Yeah, we probably will. Meanwhile, the lady was checking me in. She said, here's your key, sir. I'm very glad to tell you that we've upgraded your room and you're going to be in a river view. And
I thought, oh my God.
The Mondrian Hotel. I'll plug it because they were so nice.
And did you eat there?
No, it looked a bit expensive. So we had a cocktail there, and my friend Alexa and I.
Very nice.
And then we walked along to Pizza Express with Mum and Dad. They had a voucher. Lovely Pizza Express along there just by the Globe.
Oh, I know the one.
Overlooks the river. It's probably my favourite Pizza Express.
Fact fans?
And then I got up in the morning and had breakfast, and my friend Eleanor joined me. It's lovely.
So it looked like you two were a couple, but you don't sleep together.
Exactly. She's only allowed in for the breakfast. And it was a lovely breakfast overlooking the River Thames in the sunshine.
What a lovely thing to do.
It was a lovely welcome home. I do recommend it. I think if you're feeling stressed about things, be aware of stress. Like things like delays, they raise your heart. Mm-hmm. You just feel so like powerless.
That's the thing this morning. You kept messaging me saying sorry. And I said, well, it's not your fault. You don't have to apologise.
Susie is so understanding of my foibles.
Of all of your foibles.
Sorry. And I do think it's so important just to take a step back. Go, it doesn't matter. We'll get there in the time, in good time. You'll get there when you get there. It'll all be fine.
Everything will always be fine, generally. Like, sometimes things will go terribly wrong.
Sorry.
Other than if you're choking to death on your coffee.
That's my coffee, sorry. Yeah, unless you die or you choke to death on coffee. Everything will be fine.
You okay? You're like, you're going to cough again.
Yeah. No, I'm okay now, I think.
Good. But yeah, it's that thing of like, it always feels like... It's always darkest before the dawn, isn't it? I always get very worried about things.
Oh, yeah.
In the nighttime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And you'll wake up and sort of go, oh, it's probably okay.
But even though I need the sleep more than ever, I've not been sleeping that well.
Mm.
I have been sleeping, but I have been waking up during the night. What's
yeah,
with
I hate that?
I hate that. And this morning I had cramps in my legs.
Crabs?
Crabs in my legs. Cramps?
Cramps.
I think it's because I need to do a leg day at the gym. I really miss Scott, my trainer.
Of course.
I miss him so much.
You had lovely Scott and now who?
No one. Back to lonely old me in the gym. No friends. All the big guys looking at me like I'm an idiot.
Are you going to get a trainer down here?
I don't think I can afford it. It was a treat while I was in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
It's an extravagance.
It is.
When you're trying to save for a house because you live with your mum and dad.
That's the thing that I think I stress about more than anything.
Not because I live with my mum and dad, but anyway, yeah.
Money.
Oh, do
That's
you?
That's the sort of thing that would wake me up.
Does it? Apparently if you dream about your teeth, then it's you're worrying about money.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Know why. Yeah. Eponine. Les Miserables. Was it Eponine or was it a mum? Who was it? The mum. It was the mum at the beginning.
It was Eponine.
Eponine.
Yeah.
The end of the day, another day older.
Yeah.
She went down the dock, sold her teeth, became a prostitute.
We've all been there.
I mean, we've all had an
Taylor's old as time.
I think it's Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
It's similar. But
sorry, the listeners will hear. I've got a really horrible cough.
Oh, it's a lot of coughing in this episode.
It's really horrible and my voice is sort of gone.
It's a bit,
I'm very snotty.
A bit smoky
I'm very
as well.
Sorry. But it's my and I've given up again.
Oh, like you're a vegetarian.
Yeah.
But Beauty and the Beast. Have I said this before on this podcast?
No, go on.
When I fancied him much more when he was a beast. I mean, when he like stopped being a beast and he was this like blandy old like blonde guy with a bob. I was like, oh no, stay as a beast. Much.
It's because you like bears.
It's because I like the bear. I like a guy who's chunky and kind, with a beard, possibly.
Kind eyes. Slightly overweight.
A little fat.
A little fat.
Kimmy Schmidt. Yeah.
And a little hairy on the face.
And anywhere else. Yeah. I like that. Just someone to make me feel safe.
Oh, but I love being made to feel safe.
Me too. Especially in these troubled times.
Troubled times?
Yeah.
I'll take a hug off a man all the time.
Oh, we were just saying Finn Taylor, if you're listening.
I don't know if he does listen.
What?
He is.
What?
Hilarious comedian Finn Taylor. Love a hug from him.
Oh, I love
Great
a
guy.
Hug from him. I love a hug from him.
Because he's tall. He makes you feel very safe.
Oh, he's so tall and so safe-making.
Safe-making.
Yeah. Safe-making feel. Does he have a girlfriend?
Yes. She's lovely.
Who do we know her?
Yeah.
Who?
Phoebe Burke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean,
I
this is interesting
that.
Just to us.
This is only interesting to us. Our listeners will...
Not know who
comedian,
we're talking about.
Finn, who's lovely, and Phoebe from Burke's Nest.
Yes.
Go out together.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's a nice couple.
Yeah.
I don't feel jealous, but I do...
Well, that's good. Also, he's straight.
I know, but I can still be hugged.
You can still be hugged. We can all be hugged.
Gay guys need to be hugged too, right?
You should put that on a t-shirt.
Hug a puff. Sounds like a breakfast cereal. Oh, is that smoky laugh?
Yeah, I feel like I should be doing a show on
EastEnders.
Magic FM. And this one goes out to all the... This one goes out to all the truckers.
Oh, yeah. There are a few... Heart, I think, is a bit like that as well. Smoky. They have smoky voices on there.
Like, hello, this is...
That was...
Heart.
Yeah. I always think of
Capital. That was Dance With My Father.
Oh, they always play that on there. I get so bored of it. But I was listening to some nice tunes to try and ease my stress. I was listening to Alphabeat.
Oh, I remember Alphabeat. They were fun.
Danish pop sensation. I was listening in my espadrilles. Actually, this was last night when I was drunk.
In the sunshine?
In the sunshine.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and listening to Alphabeat. Full blast. Oh, I love
great
that.
Time.
Great time. What happened to them? That's what you got to ask yourself. What happened?
I think they're probably still touring Europe.
I reckon in Denmark. They probably host a lot of Pride celebrations.
I bet they play all of the Prides.
I bet they do.
How many Prides do you think Denmark have?
Copenhagen. That's probably just it.
I was about to say Copenhagen.
I don't know if they have one in... Where are the other major cities?
Tom, you know, geography, spelling, maths, all not my thing.
I was going to say Malmö, but that's Sweden, across the bridge. Malmö, which we know from the television things on Netflix. The Bridge.
The Bridge.
And The Killing. In fact, I need to get back into that now we're going into the winter.
Oh, do you like having something that reflects?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I've started watching Hinterland.
What's that like?
It's not bad. It's based in Aberystwyth.
Oh, where hardly Copenhagen.
It's hardly Copenhagen. But where I imagine you've done gigs as well. And it's sort of weird because you watch it.
Peer pressure? Did you go to that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, the nightclub on the pier. There's some sort of alarm going off, but I don't think it's for us.
No, I think it's fine.
Someone would tell us if the building was on fire.
I think we'd see fire.
Everything is on fire wherever you go, Susie. Your Edinburgh run.
Oh my God.
The train.
I am on fire.
The building for the podcast.
This girl is on fire.
If that girl's on fire,
someone needs to call the police.
Someone needs to call.
Or the, rather the fire brigade. Sorry.
Yeah, just for listeners out there, they're not sure. So tell me, fire, before we said fire, what were you saying?
I was talking about Hinterland. Basically,
Hinterland, what's it about?
It's like a cop detective thing based in Aberystwyth and someone dies.
What?
Every episode. Someone dies every episode.
Every episode? There's going to be no one left.
And then, but it's interesting because we've been there. So you can watch it and be
I've
like,
been there.
Oh, I know where that is. Cool.
Yeah.
So it's like when you go to New York, isn't it?
It's very much like when you go to New York and you've seen Sex and the City.
You do sort of start going, oh yeah, I haven't been here, but I feel like I've been here.
But talking of Sex and the City, what do you think about the term basic? Do you ever say that?
No. What is it, like a basic bitch?
Yeah, like basic bitch, I think is how it's always phrased. I think it's a really funny expression. I was trying to, because I didn't know what it meant and my friend was explaining it to me.
Well, it's like something that's just a bit...
Like if you go out, if we were to go out on a night out and try and like ascertain which Sex and the City character we were... We could describe ourselves as basic bitches.
Yeah.
That would be a basic bitch thing to do.
Yeah. I think like basic bitches like drink cheap rosé. Basically, I think I'm a basic bitch.
So, and who invented it? Someone cutting like Chelsea Handler?
Probably someone cutting like Chelsea Handler, who I love. Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Absolutely terrifying. Love her.
Hello, Vodka, it's me, Chelsea.
What a great name for an autobiography.
What a great name for fans of Hello, God, It's Me, Margaret. Is that the name of the book?
Yeah.
Oh, I need a book to read on my holiday.
What about Hello, God, It's Me, Margaret?
Perfect, finally. A perfect bit of holiday reading. So I'm in a leather chair. Forgive the creaking.
You've now also put your feet up.
Yep.
That's very lax.
Very lax. But I want to talk about more about basic bitches.
Okay.
Who else is a basic bitch? What else is a trait of a basic bitch?
Like someone that says like, oh, I can't even deal with that right now. Saying can't even.
Oh, like using what?
Or like saying literally all of the time.
Oh.
Or obviously.
Oh, okay, yes. Stop being such a basic bitch.
You're literally being a basic bitch. It's
It's obvious, obviously. Oh, what else? What else is another basic bitch trait?
Like getting excited when Starbucks start having
Christmas drinks.
Yes.
Basic bitch.
Basic bitch.
Saying
yay. Basic. Saying yay. Basic.
Really basic.
It's yes or yeah. No one says yay.
Yeah. No one says yay. I sometimes say hooray, but I feel that's classic.
It's very classic. It's very you.
Very me. I think it's a really useful term because as listeners might know, I'm quite the downer on... a lot of kind of faddy culture and faddy phrases that everyone seems to follow. Like it's all off the rack.
I thought you should call your next show basic bitch.
Ooh, that's a good idea. And then it's really bitchy.
Yeah, you're just being sassy.
Oh, I just sass my way through a show.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll think about that.
Are you feeling relieved that the Edinburgh Festival's done?
I am. I had a wonderful time.
Yeah, me too.
And I enjoyed it more than I have any other year, I think.
Yeah, me too.
I miss that, and I miss seeing everyone. But the sort of tiredness of the festival, I think, has to come to an end, because you're just doing... Listeners
just
might
too
not realise you
it?
Do a show every day for...
25 days? Days?
Yeah, basically. You
it's
might have
much.
A day off in the middle, but...
Yeah.
A lot of people don't.
I didn't make it to one gay bar this festival.
I popped into CC Bloom's once, late, and danced for a bit. But that was it. I did enjoy dancing on the last night. But again,
We danced on the last night. Didn't we dance?
We danced.
I jumped into the splits at one point.
Yes, when we played the cereal game in the middle of the dance floor. Yeah. That was a game we played in our flat. I don't know if I told the listeners about this.
I don't
where
need
you
it.
Put a cereal box on the floor, maybe some Hugger Puffs, and then you bend down and pick it up with your teeth. But you cannot put your hands or your elbows or your knees on the floor. So you have to do it by... Maybe you can put... You might be able to put your knees down.
Like, this doesn't make very much sense, but yeah.
You have to bend down, basically, and get it. And lean or lower yourself to get it. And then you cut off a layer, and then you cut off a layer, and you make it lower and lower and harder and harder. And then in our flat, a lot of people took their trousers off.
How exciting.
Oh, it was, Susie. I took mine off.
Did you?
Yeah, no one cared.
Were you wearing undies or not really?
On that day I was, yeah.
Oh, thank God for that.
Thank God, thank God. But sometimes I do run out of underwear.
And then do you go commando?
Columbo. I put a mac on.
And like a... Has he got a monocle?
No, I think I have glasses on. Yeah. Red eyebrow. Okay. Yeah, that's what I do. But
like a flasher?
Like a flasher, but I still have trousers on underneath.
Have you ever been flashed?
No, but you have. I remember you telling me.
Flash Gordon.
There's it's a terrible thing. It feels like it was something that happened a lot in a time. Does it still happen? We don't hear about it as much.
Flashing, no, I don't think so.
But I am a great fan of the film Flash Gordon, you see, which I watched in HD recently. Oh, the set is so depressing.
Really?
Yeah, it's made of cardboard and gold.
You can
foil.
Really tell now.
You can really tell. It's not the elaborate Ming's Palace that I thought it was.
Ming's Palace.
I mean, it was the campus film. Yeah. The Star Wars for gay kids. I don't mean to generalise.
But
it worked for me.
Well, there you go.
What was your favourite film as a child?
Probably Beauty and the Beast, Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh, come little children.
I love Bette Midler.
Take you away.
I love Bette Midler.
Come to my garden to play. That's a song, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, but you haven't got the words right, but that's fine.
Different melody as well. And SJP.
SJP.
A young SJP.
Who apparently goes by SJ.
SJ.
Know someone that knows someone that knows someone that worked with her.
SJ.
She doesn't go by Sarah, she goes by SJ.
And actually, I probably imagine that she's very nice.
She is, apparently. Mm. But very, like, gets shit done. But then I'm like, respect that, yeah, good for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't win any Emmys not getting shit done.
You do not win an Emmy by being nice to people and not getting stuff done and apologising. That's what I've got to stop, apologising.
Oh, I apologise too much. I'm sorry. Got to stop doing it.
You've got
I'm
to
here.
Stop doing it. You've
I'm
got
queer.
To. Yeah. Talking of which, let's talk about your hair scrunchie.
Oh, it's Tony's. It's the one.
And it's a green fur.
It's
when
like
I
a...
walked in, I thought Susie had dyed her hair green.
No, it's just like a... Like, the only way I can describe it is it's a puff that you put in your hair.
Like a Hugger Puff?
Like a Hugger Puff.
Oh, it looks really nice. Have you thought about getting green hair?
No, I'm having it cut today. You know that.
Susie's having her hair cut today, everyone.
Getting it all locked off.
Where are you going to get it done? Where's your hairdresser?
It's a place in Soho that's by the John Snow pub, and I have no idea what it's called, but it's just around
Tommy
the
Guns.
No.
Fillet of Fish? No, it's called Fish something.
That's Fillet of Fish is a McDonald's burger.
I haven't had my hair cut for a long time.
It's someplace, I don't know what it's called, probably something Juju. It's like old fashioned inside there.
Oh.
Old fashioned inside there. I'm just learning English.
Oh. And what, you're going to have it all lopped off then?
Yeah.
Why?
Bored of it.
Bored of it long.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what it was, Tom. Mm. You know when you look at pictures of yourself from like before? Mm. Before the incident. No, I just... I think I used to look more interesting when I had short hair.
Interesting.
And now I'm like, why have I got long hair like everybody else again?
Oh, you just want to be different.
I used to like being different.
I used to like having my hair cut just in crazy ways, just to kind of... You know, make myself feel a bit more renewed.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like it being a bit different, I think.
Someone said to me, if you get dumped... A great thing to do, get your hair cut totally differently and change your perfume or aftershave.
I thought you were going to say personality and change.
And change
your personality.
And change your personality.
Change how you look, change your personality.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, change your perfume. Cause these things are very like, it's a good way to renew ourselves. But.
Well, I feel like I'm ready to like cut off my hair. I've come back from Edinburgh. I feel very positive.
It's a good time to do.
It's a new season.
It's a new day. It's a new dawn.
It's a new life.
What about, so are you going to get it blonde or what?
No, just keep my own color.
Oh, because you showed me a picture of somebody who was blonde.
Yeah.
But
blonde really rinses me out.
Well, I don't know.
It does. Work.
I did go blonde once when I had hair.
Oh.
Did have a lot more fun.
There you go. What about, I think, do bowls have more fun?
Yeah, they have all the fun.
That's what I heard. Maybe yeah. I just shave it.
Except we sweat a lot, I think.
So what, you think hair is... Do you think I'm as sweaty as you are, but my hair just covers it?
I don't know. But I know I sweat loads. It's disgusting.
And on that note, thank you for the note.
I saw a thing, you know, a clickbait that said, put deodorant on your head.
Have
Stop
you?
Yourself sweating. Not yet, but I might.
What, roll on or spray?
Roll on.
That seems weird. Don't
it does,
do that.
Doesn't it?
Can't we It'll also taste weird if anyone kisses the top of your head, which I like to do.
No.
If you're hugging a big man, they might...
Yeah, a tall man who'd be taller than me.
They might be like...
What's this? Why
Does that link to Africa?
Yeah. Exactly, exactly. So delays. What is your top tip to do in a delay?
Pause the music. Chill out. Don't worry. You can't help it. Shrug it off. Thomas?
I would say definitely...
Scream.
Scream.
Run.
Run. Go on Grindr to see your house is on the train.
And start a fire.
And set fire to the train, obviously.
Yeah. We didn't start a fire. It was always burning.
And also what we should say is thank you for joining us on this week's Like Minded Friends. Next week, our podcast is going to go out slightly later in the day, but it will be with you.
Yeah,
it's going to still be with you on Wednesday. Wednesday, but it will be with you for your
evening
commute home.
Yes.
Commute or ex-commute?
Commute.
Would you commute home?
Yeah.
I feel like you commute in, don't you? Commune. You're coming together in the middle.
But you don't ex-commute.
So, ex-commute? Discommute?
Mm-mm. Go home.
I will.
As ever, thank you for listening to Like Minded Friends.
Yeah.
I feel I've been a little tired this week and a little croaky. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, Susie, don't apologise. What
I'm
did
sorry,
we say?
Yes.
But what we would say as well is the tour is selling really well. If you'd like to come and see us, remember,
oh my God,
we have.
We can't wait to come.
We can't wait. We've sold out Portsmouth and we've sold out our first Brighton date. There's a second Brighton.
There's a second one, which is, I think it's on the 15th.
15th of December has been
which
added.
Is a great thing to do before Christmas.
A lovely pre-Christmas thing to do. So we'd love to see you. Do have a look at the dates, see if we're coming to a town near you. SusieRuffle.co.uk.
And TomAllenIndeed.com.
Every time you
TomIndeed.com. Oh, I'm so sorry.
TomIndeed.com.
I'm so sorry, Tom. Right, we better go and have a row about that.
Right. Better go and have an argument. But no, thanks so much for listening. It's lovely to be back in the studio with you. And we hope you're having a great week. Enjoy the sunshine.
Oh,
Don't
yeah.
Don't sweat too much. Put
deodorant on your head.
Okay. Thanks so much. See you next week. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.